Mr. Bozell is a construction contractor who is launching a lawsuit against the Dr. Phil McGraw Show, as well as you're actually naming your wife as part of this. And I want to get into all of the particulars, but it's highly unusual for any lawsuits against television shows and this kind of thing to go through. And I know your story in part, and I want to hear the whole story, but isn't Phil McGraw, isn't he kind of a big guy to be taking on?
Well, Mr. Henry, I talked to you before we went on the air, and I felt it. It doesn't matter where you look for justice. I feel that this gentleman, Dr. McGraw, has disseminated advice on his program that I think has affected a lot of people negatively, and I think it's an example of that in my home. My wife, as I mentioned to you, suffered an injury as a result of the instigation of Dr. Phil McGraw, and also to the marriage counselor that we have been going to, Dr. Petty.
Now, I don't want his full name mentioned, if you don't mind, because I know that he's also a private citizen.
Yeah, I understand that, and I had said that I wanted to record our conversation, but you assured me that you...
We re-record everything that goes out over the air, and should your attorney want to subpoena those recordings, I don't think there'll be a problem.
All right, sir.
All right, so let me get back to this. Your wife and you sought out marriage counseling. Is that correct?
Well, my wife sought out the marriage. She had talked to me for a long time as a result of watching these television programs that promote a more liberal interpretation of marriage. These shows include, but they are not limited to, as my lawsuit would show, Dr. Phil McGraw Show. My wife, for a period not exceeding 6 months, basically nagged and hounded me that we needed marriage counseling.
And she found this Dr. Petty that you went to, this marriage counselor?
Technically, she found... I know him because my company had done work on his home, but she technically found him because she wanted to go to marriage counseling, so she's the one that really found him.
But you knew him?
I knew him, yeah. But she... I name her in the suit as technically finding him because she insisted on the counseling.
All right, now what you went to talk to him about was in your marriage, a concern of intimacy, sexual intimacy?
That is correct, yes.
What did this Dr. Petty tell you?
He was very liberal, and he reflected a lot of things that Dr. McGraw talked about. He encouraged us to what he called express ourselves in a very liberal way sexually, to explore what he wanted us to do, or what we wanted to do, and I told him at that time that I thought he was being very liberal, and I was not comfortable with it, but my wife had seen all these shows about expressing yourself. I went on to the Dr. McGraw show website, where he very clearly talks about get real, get going, do it, and all of this.
All right, now then what happened?
Yes, sir, it was November 16th. My wife and I were being intimate. We were engaged in lovemaking.
Okay.
And I knew that he had told us to express ourselves fully sexually. And I was smoking a cigarette. After we had gotten finished making love, and at that time I attempted to extinguish the cigarette on my wife.
Now, why do you say that's an expression of your sexual?
It was in the heat of passion. It was what I wanted to do. It was something that I'd wanted to try, but then I realized that it was destructive. It was injurious to my wife. But then I also realized my wife was the one that got me in the situation in the first place.
And so you're blaming your wife, even though you put this cigarette out on what part of her body, by the way? I think you mentioned it's on her posterior, right?
Yes, sir. It's on her rear end.
All right. You butted a cigarette.
Yes, sir.
And you say that was an expression of your sexual...
Well, see, here's what happens. You begin to get judged. Even though all the modern liberal psychologists and Dr. Phil McGraw will tell you, be liberal with your sexual expression, then when you do it, now they tell you that you're... You know, wrong. And
when you were putting that cigarette out on your wife's bottom, were you thinking that you were being healthy?
Yeah, I was doing what Dr. Phil McGraw, I think, has said, and what Dr. Petty said, which is to express ourselves sexually. I would never, if I thought about it before, I would never do it, but I was in the heat of passion, in the heat of the moment.
So this is fair to say that this turned you on?
I'm very reluctant to say that now because I realize that they lied when they said express yourself, because now I'm being looked at as some kind of a deviant, and that's why I filed the lawsuit, to protect myself, to protect my good name, in case anybody like Dr. Phil McGraw or any of these people want to look at me and say that I'm a pervert. And that includes my wife.
All right. I want to give our phone number out at 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Stephen Bozell joins me on the Phil Henry Show. We're talking about marriage counseling that he and his wife were involved in, and watching shows like the Dr. Phil Show, you say, that encourages people to open up and be themselves. And you were, during an act of lovemaking, you butted a cigarette on your wife's rear end. Is that right?
Yes, sir. And I think it's sufficient to say I put the cigarette out on her body, but...
Now, you're blaming the liberal attitude towards sex in the marriage nowadays, right?
I think that the view toward marriage, marital sex, has gotten more, I guess, people are now told they can do what they want to do, and a lot of it has to do with Oprah Winfrey and them. And these TV...
Right, so you're talking about these television shows that are primarily watched by women. Am I right about that?
That's my understanding, yes, sir, because they're on in the middle of the day. And then they turn around and they say, please, you know, be open and be, you know, yourself.
So while you're making love to your wife, you, in the heat of passion, were smoking a cigarette. I'm trying to figure out now...
I'd lit a cigarette up. Yeah, because we had made love, and we thought
you were taking a break.
It felt like it, yeah. But then she was laying on her stomach, and my wife's got a very nice, bottom, and I was admiring her body, and it was just a passionate way of telling her how I felt about her sexually.
Well, do you see that act of butting that cigarette on your wife's bottom, as you say, as an expression of your love for her?
How passionate she made me feel, yeah.
Even though it hurt her?
Well, but see, I had done some reading after I had seen the Dr. McGraw show, and after I had heard Oprah Winfrey about sexual expression, and I read up on bondage and, domination. And
okay, B&D or whatever the hell, it's sadomasochism?
Yes, sir. And I do not want to hurt anybody, but I was very interested in it. And when they said you can express yourself sexually, and I want to be mindful of this. This is extremely embarrassing for me to talk about. It's extremely hurtful for me and to know my family is hearing this, that my children may be hearing this, that my wife may be hearing this, but I got to protect myself, because right away when my wife, I butted the cigarette on her bottom, she screamed out and called me all kinds of names. I said, but I'm just doing what I felt Dr. Petty asked us to do, and also what I've seen on many of these television shows.
Well, I understand what you mean about your family, and I'm sure your wife was not that injured, but you put a cigarette out on your... It's a pretty tender part of the body.
Well, she had an obvious burn, but I had talked to a gentleman at my place of work by the name of Cliff Pettigrew, who had told me that his wife has got something like 4 or 5 scars from cigarette burns on her bottom.
From their lovemaking?
Yes, sir.
And what is she likes that or something? I mean, did your friend indicate to you that...
Yeah, he told me that they were successful at that kind of thing.
All right, well, Stephen, so I know, the bottom line in all this is you are suing the Phil McGraw television program, and I'll get the particulars, the company, the actual production company, this Dr. Petty, and your wife. Why your wife?
Yes, sir. I'm suing April Bozell, my wife, on the grounds that she's the one who hounded me and bothered me and bothered me all these months about going to marriage counseling, go to marriage counseling, go, until I didn't have any choice but to do it. And now this is what it has gotten me into when I express myself sexually.
All right. I understand this is very difficult for you. I appreciate that. I'm going to be back after a break. Okay, Stephen, hang on the line with me, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. So there you hear the story. And this guy is bringing it all back to the modern culture of the television show, the modern television talk show, where we hear all this advice, open up, be free, be liberal with your partner, with your wife. He says he was expressing himself sexually one night when he put a cigarette out on his wife's body, the part of her body, her derriere, which is very thin, tender skin, so that's got to hurt. He is suing his wife, the Dr. Phil McGraw Show, and this Dr. Petty, who we will get into him, the marriage counsel they were going to. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686 is the Phil Hendry Show.
The mixed message that women send to men, especially their husbands, in terms of sex. Women want men to be in control, but they want them to be sensitive. They want men who will be, peaceful, or, they want men who will be, loving fathers, but then they don't want to, a man who's going to be, too rough, or then they do want a he-man, they want a rough guy. And to me, all that caused what I did to April that night.
But you put a cigarette out on her rear end while you guys were making love, which caused her pain.
It did cause her pain, but it was part of the frustration that I was feeling, that I wanted to express myself sexually, but I knew that I really couldn't, because women say one thing and then they mean something else. See, when women say...
Well, that's just what they're always telling us. No means no,
Well, no. I'm just saying, after looking at all these Dr. Phil shows that these women look at, then they come back to us, the men, and say, okay, I want you to open up sexually to me. So I did, and this is what I get.
All right, 1-800, so it's a sex act, putting a cigarette out on a woman's rear end.
It's a way that I express that side of me, yes, sir.
All right, I'm not criticizing, I'm just saying, 1-800-449-8686. Kimberly, go ahead, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello, Phil.
Yes, ma'am.
I have watched Dr. Phil and April Winfrey, and I know that they would never, ever tell someone to put a cigarette out on a female's butt.
Well, apparently you haven't watched enough, because they are always telling people to be open and expressive and everything.
Well, I don't think that is an expression of love.
Well, maybe not to you. But
well,
a lot of men get mixed messages from women.
It wasn't for your wife either. And if you really knew your wife, you would probably know that that was.
Have you ever heard of B&D?
No, and
you don't know what bondage and domination is. That's the way a lot of people express themselves sexually. And I was just trying to butt the cigarette on her rear end,
to
tell her how much I love her. Yeah.
For Winfrey, for something that you thought of, that is your own sick thought.
I didn't think of it. There's two other. One of my coworkers, Cliff Pettigrew.
Your coworker.
His wife has 5 cigarette burn scars on her rear end.
There you go. Sue your coworker, not Oprah Winfrey and Dr. Phil.
No, but Oprah Winfrey and Dr. Phil both say. Yeah, because you're brainwashed.
Let me jump in, could I?
Go ahead.
What the lady is saying here is that you can't blame a TV show.
Well, they're always saying that, Mr. Henry, but the Jenny Jones show, they sued the Jenny Jones show because some guy got, a gay guy came onto him and he shot the guy.
Oh, there you go. You're picking that up. You can justify your actions. That's crap.
Kimberly, say that again. Speaking of the phone, we didn't hear you. What?
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm on a cell phone.
Yeah.
Because he heard of that, he's picking that up to justify his actions.
I'm just saying that the Jenny Jones show caused a man to shoot a queer, and so what?
Can we call him gay, please?
Oh, you're justifying your actions and blaming Oprah Winfrey and Dr. Phil. You're full of crap.
Well, hey, guess what? That man went to court, and they proved that he was right.
Wait a minute. I don't know.
Thousands of dollars.
I don't know whether or not they. I don't know whether or not Jenny Jones was held.
Being sick.
I don't know whether Jenny Jones was held liable for that.
Well, I can tell you that I
wasn't at the end.
These women who sit around and watch the Jenny Jones show and the Dr. McGraw program, and they hear all about how your husband should do this and your husband should do that.
Dr. Phil and Oprah Winfrey.
And it frustrates me to the point where I wanted to butt a cigarette on her rear end.
And if they knew that you were this sick, they'd probably put you in some kind of program to get you well.
Dr. McGraw ought to be in a program, ma'am, at San Quentin.
Oh, you need to be in a program, sir.
All right.
Need.
Why? What did I do?
you do. You burned your wife's butt with a cigarette.
Hey, there are a lot of couples that do it, and I was trying it out.
That's sick, man. That's not love.
Well,
that's perversion.
To you. But I would respectfully suggest...
Your wife didn't like it?
Ma'am, I would respectfully suggest to you that you haven't tried it yet, so you don't know.
I would certainly not want to be burned on my butt, my arm, my hand, my...
No, I didn't say your arm, your hand.
Anywhere.
But a lot of women find it sexually exciting, the idea of a cigar stogie.
A lot of women find it sexually exciting.
I suggest that you go and get help.
I don't need any help, ma'am. I need to sue Oprah Winfrey.
Go get help.
Because she's the one that wants people to go out and butt cigar stogies on women's rear ends.
All right, hold on. Kimberly, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Is this Oprah Winfrey's fault? Is this Dr. Phil's fault? Is it your fault? Don't answer that, Mr. Bozell, because I'm just trying to set the table here on this topic.
When you say you set the table, you mean on account of what people are going to call in about?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
What I'm trying to say here is, Dr. Phil, Oprah Winfrey, they have TV shows. At what point do we take responsibility?
Oh, Mr. Henry, I've been hearing that for so long. When are we going to take responsibility? When are the TV shows going to take responsibility for suggesting that a woman enjoys having a thick, Cuban, fat, burning stogie, you know, put out right in the crack? I mean, I
don't know, sir. I don't watch these shows.
I can tell you that these shows suggest all of that.
All right, let me go to another call here. 1-800-449-8686. Mary Kate, go ahead. Mary Kate?
Oh, hi. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Go right ahead.
I just want to say, I don't think any of these shows condone just performing an act on your wife. I think they condone an open discussion about it. I know that my husband, if he's ever wanted to try anything or I've ever wanted him to try anything, we communicate that to each other before we're even in the act. He doesn't just do it to me.
That's a good point. What about it, Steve?
Well, the lady makes a good point. However, they always say, and Dr. McGraw and Dr. Winfrey have also said, surprise your wife, surprise her in bed, make her feel surprised and all of that.
They want to be surprised with, like, rose petals and candles, not with getting burned. You know,
I didn't
no,
put it out on...
people are not into that, and that is something that is not okay to do without talking about it with someone.
It's an erogenous part of the body.
Yeah, so maybe you could kiss it or lick it, not burn it.
But the frustration...
The act of lovemaking is not about hurting, and if she's not then you should talk about it.
I read up on sadomasochism. A lot of people are into that.
Well, but you're not that, are you?
Well, the frustration that the American woman has put the American man through about what to know to do in bed is so frustrating that I'm sure a lot of it was my anger. I was just, I looked at my wife's rear end, and I just thought to myself, oh, to hell with it, you know, and I just butted a cigarette on it.
This is one of the most open times ever. I think that relations between men and women are so open, like, everybody knows what they want.
Can you, exactly, and I know what I want, but I'm getting...
But you didn't communicate that to her. You can't just do something so completely...
What about being spontaneous?
Different.
What about being spontaneous?
You can't be spontaneous with sadomasochism. That's not something that you can be spontaneous with. You
okay,
have to
then how
talk
come
about
Cliff
it?
Pettigrew, who's a friend of mine, said he's tied his wife up, all kinds of things. She's
yes,
got five...
I'm
she's
sure
got...
this was a discussion that they had. She probably wanted to be tied up.
Stephen Bozell of Corona, California. Mr. Bozell is a construction contractor. He and his wife, April, have two children. They live in the Corona, California area. He has mounted a lawsuit against the Phil McGraw and television show, the Oprah Winfrey Show, stemming from a night of a sexual encounter with his wife that didn't go too well. You're also suing this doctor who said, as you say, not only the doctor, but Oprah Winfrey and Phil McGraw, they all encourage people to be open and expressive sexually. Now, you've heard a lot of women say, that's not cool. Butting a cigarette on my rear end as you did to your wife without telling her.
Well, again, there are too many mixed messages about there, and women, I think, encourage this kind of frustration on the part of men sexually because what they do is they say, I like this, and I like that, and I like this, and I like that, And also, I want you to express yourself that, you know, you roll over onto your back after sex, you reach over, grab a cigarette, light it up, and, you know, the first thing that came to my mind, because she was laying on her stomach, and there was her butt, and I decided to stub the cigarette. I was almost done smoking it anyway.
All right, well, here is the question for my audience. Is it necessary for a man to get permission from you before he does something like this? Because you're saying that the message women are getting is, no, it isn't.
That's exactly right. The women are out watching the Dr. Winfrey show and saying,
Phil McGraw.
Yeah, Dr. Phil. I keep wanting to say Quick Draw McGraw. I'm just nervous, that's all.
Well, you're doing fine.
The women are being told by these TV shows that they watch that your husband should be able to do that without getting your permission.
Now, you can cite a broadcast?
I'm pretty sure that I heard it on a Phil McGraw show, yes, sir.
That you can butt a cigarette on your wife's...
Well, I didn't hear him say butt a cigarette, but pretty close to it.
Well, are you getting an affidavit on that? You know, are you going to depose the producers? Are you going to, you know, do anything that's going to prove that?
Well, I mean, we're planning on talking to a lot of people.
All right, well, our number is 1-800-449-8686. And I would imagine that the answer to this question has got to be a definite yes. You got to get permission before you stick a cigarette out on her rear end.
Okay, then why do they give us mixed messages? Why do they say, please be spontaneous with me, and the one night that I'm spontaneous with her...
Did you videotape this?
She wanted it to be videotaped, yeah.
So that was your wife was into having it videotaped?
Yeah. And I showed it to her. I said, look, it's very sexy.
Did you get turned on by looking at a videotape of yourself butting a cigarette out on your wife's rear end?
I told my wife to come look at the videotape and see how sexy it is, because what happened was she was laying on her stomach, and you could just, you know, right there in all of its glory. And my wife is not, and I'm saying this, I love my wife very much, but she's not, you know, she's not skinny. I mean, she's kind of, you know, a large woman, and there is all of that, you know, that huge butt. And, well, I don't want to say huge, but anyway, so I smoked a cigarette. I took a look at the fact that I only had a couple of maybe inches left on the cigarette, right?
Okay.
And you can see me on the videotape looking at the cigarette and then looking at her rear end, and then I look back at the cigarette, and I just go, and I kind of throw my hands up, and I...
And you just go ahead and stub it out right at her rear end.
Yes, sir. And she wanted me to videotape all this?
Well, she wanted you to videotape the lovemaking. I don't know that she knew that it was going to involve having a cigarette put out on her rear end.
Well, my message, Mr. Hendry, is very clear, and I'm going to prove this in a court of law. All the television that these women watch, because you figure you can feed the baby, get most of the laundry done, by noon, you're ready to sit down for an entire afternoon of just sitting and staring at a television set. All the messages they get are the same. You should want spontaneity from your husband. And then your husband comes home and puts a cigarette out on your butt, on your bun bottom.
On her bottom.
Yeah. And she gets all frustrated about it.
All right, we'll be right back here at the Phil Hendry Show. We're talking with Stephen Bozell. We're back on the air. 1-800-449-8686. Sir, your wife's not going to give you brownie points that you didn't empty a pipe out on her rear end.
I told my wife I'm a pipe smoker, and I could easily have lit up a pipe. I'm one of the few pipe smokers that I know. There's not too many men who smoke pipes anymore. And as a result of all of this, modern culture telling you to express yourself sexually, so, okay, I would, and I know it sounds sick, but I would like to light a pipe and then, you know, tap it out on her butt, but I didn't do that.
Well, the videotape that you're talking about, that your wife wanted you to videotape your lovemaking, shows you looking at the cigarette, looking at your wife's rear end, looking back at the cigarette, shrugging your shoulders, and then stubbing it out on her body.
Yes, sir.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Jenna, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi. Yes, ma'am. I'd just like to say that it sounds sick because it's sick. I think that people need to start being responsible for their actions and not blaming society every time they get a chance. This goes back to the whole hot coffee McDonald's case, if you ask me.
What about the Jenny Jones when the guy blew that queer away?
I think it's time to turn your TV off, sir. Pick up a book and maybe get into touch with something a little bit more real and deep than daytime television.
Well, it's true what you say, ma'am, but most American women are weaned on this culture, my wife included. But when she says to me that you should be more sexually expressive with me and let's go to have marriage counselors and all of this nonsense, and then I go to this marriage counselor, and then Dr. Phil McGraw and Dr. Oprah Winfrey are on, and they're saying, yeah, be expressive. And
yeah, but you go so far as to say that Phil McGraw counseled putting a cigarette out on your wife's rear end.
Well, you might as well have.
There's ways to.
He might as well have had a dummy.
Painful.
He might as well have had a plastic dummy on TV.
They're talking about being expressive with your actions and with your voice, not so much with S&M, man.
All right, but again, I go back to my coworker, Mr. Pettigrew. His wife showed me 5 cigarette burns on her rear end this month alone.
And she's proud of that?
Oh, she just kind of laughed about it.
Well, that's her own thing. You need to not be so susceptible to what other people are
yeah, well,
giving you.
There you go, man. You got to think.
Well, that's just it. I'm thinking for myself. I'm trying to be original. I try to bring some spice to our sex life. I got a box of Dutch Master cigars.
With what in mind? To put those out on your wife's rear end?
Okay, so that makes me sick, I guess. All right.
Maybe you guys just need to find. I mean, I'm
ma'am,
sure
are you
your
married?
Wife.
Can I ask you, are you married?
No.
You're not married?
No, I'm not married.
All right. If you get married and your husband, in the heat of passion, puts a cigar out on your butt.
Sounds like the passion was over.
Well,
I got
very turned on. But I'm just asking you, in the heat of passion, as an expression of deep love, if your husband tapped a pipe or a cigar out on your butt, can't you just forgive and forget?
I would definitely forgive him, but I don't think it would be I think it's something with your character. I think it's something with your character. I mean, there's something strange about it.
Well, some women walk around with a big quarter-sized cigar burn on their rear ends. They think it's a badge of honor.
Who is that, man? I mean, who? Other than this cat's wife, this Mr. Pettigrew. All right, Jenna, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Melanie, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, yeah, I just wanted to say, honey, I believe you're confused. There's one thing about spontaneity.
Yes, ma'am.
Burning cigarettes on your wife's rear end, that's not really burning.
Ridiculous. It's not really burning. It's just putting it out. That's all.
But still, who wants that? That's like, that hurts.
Well, no, ma'am, but I just want you to understand, I'm not, like, torturing her. I'm not holding the lit thing there. I'm just, I could have gone to my right or my left. To my right was an ashtray, to my left was my wife's button.
I just can't figure out why you thought that would be, I mean, to turn you on, to put out, I mean,
yeah,
I just
see, that's
don't
the
get
thing.
It.
That's the thing I want to know. Why does that, well, I shouldn't ask you why it turns you on, but you say it does.
No, it doesn't. Not me. Not you.
I'm talking to the caller, Mr. Bozell. You
oh, I'm
say
sorry.
That you say that that turns you on.
Yes, sir, but see, now you're going to judge me for it.
No, I don't want to judge you. I don't want to judge you, man. My thing is this. Everybody's got a unique sexual personality. As long as it's not hurting somebody who doesn't want to be hurt, you know? You say your wife screamed.
But no, she didn't scream. She knocked a cigarette out of my hand, but she did want to see the videotape.
So she did want to watch the tape of it?
Yeah.
Of you butting a cigarette on her rear end?
Yeah. So that's why I'm saying, I want to step up next week. If I wasn't suing Phil McGraw, I would want to step up to the Dutch Masters. That's all I'm saying.
But let me just get this clear. You said that your wife is the one watching all the TV, and yet you say you saw the show about him.
I went on the website, and on his website it says, get real, get down to it, get down, get on down, you know.
What do you mean, get on down?
It says on his website.
And to you, that means, but a Dutch Masters on your wife's rear end.
Oh, so now you're laughing about it.
No,
this is what happens when you express yourself. honestly and openly in a statement.
I think that's wonderful that you express yourself.
Way.
As a wife, I think it's wonderful that you express yourself, but I think you've taken it to a different context when you're putting out a cigarette.
It's not put, well, yeah. All right, well, what if I was to empty a pipe?
Empty a
Will
pipe?
You come on? And lit embers from a pipe? A cigar?
What about a joint?
Get out of here, a joint.
Are you kidding?
Well, I'm just saying, how come I don't get to be turned on?
So, dude, you're into, like, giving pain.
No, I'm not into giving pain. I just like the idea of butting a cigarette on a woman's rear end. It's just, it's fun.
It's fun?
Yes,
maybe,
ma'am.
Maybe for you, probably not for her.
I don't know. What's the difference between butting a stogie on a woman's rear end and giving her a little paddling?
Okay.
Oh, so now you're going to hang
up. Paddling doesn't leave scars.
Right. Have you ever done it, ma'am, or in terms of just...
Has someone ever put a cigarette out on me? Is that what
you're saying? No, not a cigarette, a cigar.
No, of course not. I would kill them. Well, not literally.
Has anyone ever anyone ever emptied a pipe on your rear end?
Will you come on, ma'am? She's answered your question a million times.
What about an incense stick?
Okay. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Mr. Bozell is suing not only the Phil McGraw Show, the Oprah Winfrey Show, a doctor, private psychologist, and his own wife. For apparently leading him into expressing himself so openly sexually that he butted a cigarette. He put a cigarette out on his wife's rear end. Here is Kelly. Go ahead, Kelly. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes. Steve, look, spontaneity is flowers, lingerie, new shoes, something she really likes, a pair of Melabalani, candlelight dinner.
That's not necessarily something
she likes. It is not to use your wife as an ashtray or an ash can or something for your trash.
See, you're dictating,
that is abuse.
You're dictating my sexual personality.
I'd be extremely surprised if you're not countersued just out of a lack of sense.
Why would they countersue me? What did I do?
What you did is you abused. That's abuse. You put a scar on your wife with a flaming hot ember. That is not by any means spontaneity.
You can't tell a man how to do his sex.
What do you mean you can't tell a man how to do his sex?
Because Dr. Phil McGraw says everybody's different.
Anyone suggested that you are receiving instructions on how to do your sex.
Exactly.
There's a difference between using a woman as a trash can or an ashtray and doing something loving and nurturing her natural feelings, which is supposed to be your soulmate.
Well,
would you want someone to use you as a trash can?
If I knew it turned them on, I would give it a shot. That's why I asked her, will you just give it a shot? Because I was about to light a pipe up.
And you were going to dump that out on her rear end.
Well, everybody says be spontaneous, so I guess I'm not allowed to anymore, so forget it.
Well, I mean, you're a contractor in construction, but
yes, sir.
I'll tell you, I would shudder to think that you were building my house.
You have never, I'll tell you what, right now, I've got the letters of recommendation, sir.
Got to have more sense than this. Then you have got to understand that this was abuse.
Not only that, your business is going to be in the papers with a lawsuit like this.
I'm ready to take that chance, but I'm going to ask this gentleman here. You've never taken a ping pong paddle and maybe put just little tacks in it and paddled your wife?
Absolutely not, and the mere fact that you would suggest that almost makes me wonder if you've staged this. Have you staged this, sir, to actually sue Dr. Phil and Oprah Winfrey? Or have you done?
Are you talking about to get publicity?
I don't know.
Because
maybe,
I will tell you right now.
Maybe
that is a good point.
Money.
Okay, Mr. Henry just alluded to the fact my business is out in the open. But I'm telling you right now, somebody has to take these television programs to account because they tell you to be open. And so I had I lit up a Pall Mall. I put it out of my wife's rear end, and now I'm a bad guy.
But see, you got to prove that Dr. Phil and Dr. Oprah, you got me calling her.